Each and every Tuesday at this time, we talk with the head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and it has been a very busy head coach, Hugh Jackson. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been on the air since 3. I've done nothing but take phone calls on the news of the day, and I've got to be honest with you, it's been a mixed bag. You know Carson Palmer better than anybody listening right now. Tell me why you wanted him so badly.
Because this guy can help us get to where we want to go. This guy is going to help us win a championship. I'm convinced of it. I know it without any shadow of a doubt. He has all the characteristics that I look for in a quarterback, and he's got it.
If that's true, then you can give up 10 first-round draft picks.
Absolutely right,
right,
I would.
Right. But with that said, let's talk about the criticism that, gee, the Raiders gave up too much to get Carson Palmer and they've mortgaged your future. Your reaction to that?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I respect that, what other people think, but I don't mean that that's what I think. And like I said, the people here within the organization, we made the best decision that we thought for our football team. I think it's the right decision, and I stand by it, and we move forward.
All right, you have a lot of experience both in college and at the Cincinnati Bengals around Carson Palmer. Be a little more specific about the attributes that he brings to your football team.
This guy has a big arm. He can make every throw in football that a quarterback needs to make. He still has mobility. He can still move around and make those throws outside of the pocket. He's a tremendous leader. People follow him, and he has the ability to elevate his teammates' play around him because he demands that from the players. And so, again, he has those characteristics that I deem very important to play quarterback for the Raiders.
Coach, had it not been for the injury on Sunday to Jason Campbell, would we be having this conversation right now?
Absolutely, we would not be having this conversation. Jason was doing great and leading his team to where it needed to go, but down he went, and so we had to step up and make the next best decision.
Coach, as you well know, we invite people to follow the Raiders on Twitter at Raiders or at Grant Napier Show. And I want to get to this week's question because I think it's very pertinent. It's from CEO Shock. And he wanted to ask the coach, is it possible that Palmer is ready before the bye week, which would mean this Sunday against Kansas City?
You never know. I can't, again, I've had him for several hours now. We're going to work, you know, on the playbook. We're going to go out to practice tomorrow, and then we're going to see where we are.
Now, I just had Trent Dilfer on, and I asked him from a quarterback perspective how long that process takes. You've been around a lot of good quarterbacks in your time. Do you have an idea of I know you have an idea, but do you have a realistic pinpoint? Can you talk about that process of what he's going to have to go through, getting acclimated to what you want him to do with the new receivers and everything? The fans don't understand how that works.
Well, I think it's obviously it's a process. Obviously, you have to have that chemistry and that timing with the receivers. But I think Carson is very comfortable throwing the ball, and like I said, he can make every throw. So I think that transition will happen very fast. I think obviously they need to spend some time on the practice field and really getting a feel for each other. But our receivers have one thing that you can't coach, which is speed. And Carson has a really quick arm, so the ball is going to come out of his hands. Now it's just a matter of understanding where these players like to catch the ball, where they like to have the ball thrown, and how the ball will come out of his hand. So I think that process will probably, in my opinion, go pretty quickly. The young man's in shape. He demonstrated that. I know that he's a tremendous worker off the field and on the field. So I think he will get himself up to where he needs to be very quickly. Now, how fast do I want to make that decision about when he plays? Well, I got some days and some time to be able to make that decision, and I'm very comfortable because Cal is ready to play, and if we need to go in that direction, that's what we'll do. But I think right now it's pretty premature for me to have to make that decision.
Hugh Jackson with us here on the Grant Napier Show. Coach, do you even have time to watch the so-called NFL experts, whether it be the NFL Network, whether it be ESPN? And number two, do you even care what they say?
I don't. I really don't, because they're not here coaching this football team. You know, I am, and the staff is, and this organization is. So I respect what everybody feels, but I respect more than anything that this team is getting ready to go win a football game. And as I said to everybody, the time is now. I owe it to this football team, and I owe it to Raider Nation and our fans and our people to make sure that we're putting the best football team out there that we can each and every week.
You know, the word I've heard over and over again today is gamble and all in, that you've put all of your cards in the middle of the table. But based on what you just told me about Carson Palmer, you don't see it that way, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay, can you?
I don't see it that way, because I think everybody says because you gave up two number ones. I mean, if this guy takes us to where we want to go, I think anybody would give up their number ones to make sure they had a franchise quarterback that could take you to a championship. So I'm very comfortable with it. Feel good about it, and looking forward to making it happen.
All right, I want to back up to the Cleveland game, because a lot of people have talked about, first of all, the atmosphere, the tribute to Mr. Davis. What was that like for you, the preparation, knowing that all of that was going to be going on? Once again, another full house. Can you talk about the emotions of Sunday, Coach?
You know, it wasn't. It was emotional, because I know we were getting closer to laying Coach to rest and moving, you know, truly beyond, like I said, which is the greatest leader ever in Raider history. So I understand what it was, but I think the most important thing that the message that I sent to the team was, if we're doing this for Coach, the one thing we know that Coach would want us to do is win. And all week, that's all we talked about. And it'd be all that we talk about this week. I mean, if we're going to do this to honor him this whole season, it's truly about winning, because that's what Coach was. He's a winner. And that's what he expect. That's what he was committed to. And we're going to do the same. There's a fire that burned in him that is starting to burn in us, because we're interested in winning. That's all we know, and that's what we're going to try to do each and every week.
Coach, the one thing that I've learned about you in 6 weeks is that you'll try anything. We've seen the fake punt the other day, the fake field goal. So now all we have left is a razzle-dazzle and a flea flicker in the next 10 weeks, all right?
Well, we tried a flea flicker in Houston.
That's right. You
we
did, didn't you?
Completed. But no, we like to have fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the players love it. We get after it, and sometimes we hit them, and sometimes we miss them. But I tell you this much, we're definitely going to try them, because I think that's how you create winning environments, and you give your players opportunities to make plays.
Do you second-guess yourself a lot after a game?
No, I don't. I don't have that problem. Do I think about what I did the other day on the 4th-and-1?
Yeah.
I did think about that, but do I truly second-guess myself? No. I mean, when you make a decision, you got to pull the trigger, and I'm not one to beat myself up. Now, I didn't sleep over that one. It wasn't just because of the call. It was just because here we were losing our quarterback,
right?
You know, and there were several things on my mind, but trust me when I tell you, it was one of the things on my mind, but it wasn't the most important thing on my mind. I got to figure out how we solve our problem at quarterback, because we have a guy who's our backup, Cal Bowler. We have another young, talented player in Terrell Pryor, you know, who hasn't taken a lot of snaps for us, but I think we have a very good team, and I want this team to have the best opportunity to win as many games as they can and to go fight like heck to win this division and go win a championship. And I think we needed to add another piece, and we did that.
Fans love to know what a coach is thinking during the course of a game. So can you take us back as you're leading up to that 4th down? What goes into the thought process of going for it there instead of kicking a field goal?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, one, I think we're on about the 6-yard line. You know, if you make the 4th-and-1, it's game over. You probably end up scoring, and obviously you put this team totally away. And number two, the thought process is if they do stop you, they got to go 94 yards
yep.
to score. And I didn't think that there was no chance in heck that that could happen. Now, obviously, it turned around and bit me in the neck, and these guys scored, and they again recovered the onside kicks. I didn't think any of those two things could happen. So obviously we got them stopped, but you learn from that experience, and sometimes you do have to be smart as a coach. You know, sometimes you're just going to kick that ball through and let everybody in the stands feel good. But I think all the people were mad at me, all the people that bet during the game, and they wanted me to make sure I covered the spread. That's what that was about.
Oh, my gosh. That's Hugh Jackson, the Raiders coach, joining us here on Sports Radio KHDK. By the way, the KHDK 1140 player of the game, you can go to the Raiders Facebook page and vote every week. 3,000 people voted for Jacoby Ford. Listen, when he's healthy and he's returning kickoffs for you, what a weapon, huh?
Yes, he is. He is a tremendous player, and I'm very excited for him, because he's finally getting back to being healthy and playing football the way I know Jacoby can, and I still expect nothing but great things from him.
All right, Kansas City, a divisional game, and they look bad early, but they've now won 2 games in a row. But, I go back to a divisional game, never an easy game when you're taking on Kansas City.
Absolutely. I mean, they're a fine football team. I think Todd Haley does a good job, and I know people thought that they were, you know, heading a different direction early in the year, but he got that ship righted, and those guys are playing good. They're playing very good on defense. They're playing good on offense, and we got a big challenge ahead, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, we haven't talked at all about Kyle Bowler, but here's a guy that, you know, might be playing the whole game on Sunday. We don't know that yet. I mean, you probably don't even know that. I guess the point is he knows the system. He's comfortable with everybody. I mean, if you have to go to him, how confident are you in his ability?
Very. I mean, that's why he's on our team. I mean, we got to play him and give him opportunity to do what he does. And I'm very excited about what he did last week. I think, obviously, there's a couple of throws he wish he could have had back. But for the most part, I mean, Cal did not turn the ball over. We didn't have any quarterback center exchange issues. And the young man competed for a guy who probably had 2% of the reps in practice, you know, in our offense. So I thought he did a good job, and I'm looking forward to him if that's the direction I go for of him playing well this week.
I know this is the NFL, and you know, listen, we're in the big boy league, and you don't worry about people's feelings. But with that said, he went to bed last night thinking he's the starting quarterback of the Raiders, and today you trade for Carson Palmer. Is there any conversation you have with Kyle Bowler at all?
I will have a conversation with him, but I've told our team, anything that I can do to help this football team to be the best it can be, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what this organization, I should say, is going to do. It's not just me. It's myself. It's Mark Davis. It's Amy Trask. Well, you know, we're chasing a championship, and we're not going to make any bones about that. We're not going to run from that. I said that when I was hired, and I'm going to say it till the day I'm not here. That's what we're about. We're about winning. And if somebody can help us win a championship and somebody can help us win games to get to the championship, then that's what we're going to do.
Final thing for you, Coach, the health of your ball club. Can you update us right now on how things look going into Sunday?
I think we got a chance to get some guys back. Obviously, there's still some guys that are still a little nicked up, and we'll find out more in the morning, you know, once these guys are back here. This was their off day. But I think some guys are got a chance to be back out there practice, which would be good. I'm talking about Marcel Reese, Richard Gordon. So we got a chance to get a few guys checked. Well, we have a chance to get a few guys back, but I probably won't have a good feel about that until tomorrow.
Have you even had a chance to breathe? I mean, with everything that's gone on a week ago Saturday, the passing of Mr. Davis, the unbelievable emotional comeback against Houston, and then the week leading up to this game, knowing that it was going to be, you know, a time to say goodbye for all the Raider fans, and then here we are 48 hours later, and you have Carson Palmer. What's this last 10 days been like for you?
It's been a whirlwind, but it's something that I will never forget and cherish forever for one reason, because what Coach means to me personally and professionally. And then, I mean, I know I said this is the greatest trade, but it's, in my opinion, it's the greatest trade for the Raiders. And everybody don't see that, and I'm okay with that. But I think people will once we start watching this young man play, and we'll get a feel and a good understanding of why that trade was made. But I'm okay with the doubters, and I'm okay with the people who don't see what I see. I respect that. But my job is to prove them wrong, and that's what I'm going to do.
Coach, we'll look forward to having you on next Tuesday. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Hugh Jackson. Good stuff right there. And whether you're a fan of the Raiders or not, you have to love this guy's optimism and enthusiasm. And he's 4-2 right now. And as long as they keep on winning, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He knows his players a whole lot better than you do and a whole lot better than I do. But again, the confidence, it's amazing. It really is. He has done an incredible job. He is putting his marbles into the basket of Carson Palmer. You heard what he had to say. He's talking about this guy's going to win a championship for this football team. We'll come back and get your reaction next.